And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Oh, it's nice to get some fresh air, Trevor. That stinky deep fat fryer was turning my stomach.
Well, the air won't be quite so fresh once one of our customers hopped out for a ciggy.
You're right. Let's move away from the pub doorway before we end up like a pair of kippers. There, that's better. OK, shall we get on with the interview practice?
What do you need me to do?
Just pretend to be the owner of a Scottish castle.
Oh, like Alistair, you mean?
Maybe not quite like Alistair. Use your imagination and I'll interview you.
Oh, great. Ready when you are.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drumgordon Castle. I'm joined by Hamish Burke, the current owner. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Burke.
Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Doyle.
How old is Drumgordon Castle?
Drumgordon Castle dates from the 14th century. It's been in our family for 5 generations.
That's very interesting. Hang on, Trev. How am I doing so far?
To be honest, you're much too formal. You don't sound like you. Loosen up, girlfriend.
All right, let's try again. Here goes. Now, Mr. Burke, I'm going to pretend to be interested in your castle, but really I'm more interested in your knees. I can't resist a man in a kilt. Are you a real Scotsman?
Oh, much better.
Talking of real Scotsmen, here comes Duncan. I'll nab him instead. After all, my series is about Scotland, and he's the real thing. Duncan! Over here!
Hey, what's up, folks?
Mr. Maguire, you're Mr. Burke's gamekeeper, and like your boss, you look the business in a kilt. Tell me, have you read Lady Chatterley's Lover?
Oh, very funny.
That's more like it. Just be yourself, and you'll do great.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for agreeing to meet me. Will you have?
Dry white wine, please, Neil. I can't stay long, though. I've got lots to do.
I know you're a very busy lady. I won't keep you. I just wanted to apologise for upsetting you the other evening. I hope we can still be friends.
Friends? That's a bit rich, isn't it? We were more than just friends the other night. Or did I dream we spent the night together?
Of course you didn't. Look, I really like you, Heather, but the timing's not right. I'm only here on a temporary basis.
I know, but other people manage long-distance relationships, don't they? It's not that you're out of the country. You only live in London.
Yes, but it's not just geography. I have to concentrate on the job in hand. When I'm on an important case, I can't deal with distractions like a heavy love affair.
In other words, you're a player who wants casual sex. Well, that's not me. That's not what I want. I want commitment and everything that goes with it.
Look, I'm sorry, okay?
I'll get stuffed. Go and find another fool to play around with. I'm out of here.
Well, don't be like that, Heather.
Oh, have a nice life, loser.
Well, that went well. Not. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Billy No Mates. What are you doing sitting on your own, Neil? Whenever you're in the Red Lion, there's usually a gang of women surrounding you.
Not this time. I've just been blown out.
What? Who'd blow out the Huntsford Honk?
Heather would. For a moment back there, I thought I'd be wearing my pint, not drinking it. She was furious with me.
I thought the two of you were getting, well, had got actually really close.
We had. I tried to explain my position, but I didn't want to get into anything heavy. But she wasn't having it. She called me a player.
Oh, Neil, this is Huntsford, not London. You're living in a quaint, history-steeped market town in Middle England. The rules of engagement are not the same.
Tell me about it. I found out the hard way. I'll be more careful in future. I don't like being called a loser. Changing the subject, what's Alistair up to?
I've got no firm evidence yet that he's gaslighting Chantel, because I haven't seen them together lately. So it's a work in progress.
Okay. Keep me posted. I'm positive the bloke's up to no good.
Me too. He's been boasting about his Christmas wedding to anyone who'll listen.
I know. It's going to be the wedding of the year, evidently. No expense spared for the Scottish laird.
Maybe, but I'd rather have a commitment phobe like you than a fiancé like Alistair.
That's not exactly a compliment.
So, Dan, what do you think of the treatment rooms?
They're amazing, Chantel. Very zen.
Glad you think so. We're going for a spa feel throughout the whole place.
I think you've nailed it. Did you have that tanning booth in Wavelengths?
No, it's new. We traded the old one in.
Yes, this one fits better with the rest of the decor.
Of course it does, Laura. I should have spotted that.
So, what do you think overall?
This new salon is brilliant. You've both done an incredible job.
Oh, I'm still worried about the launch party. I've got first night nerves.
Me too. We're both anxious about what we might have forgotten.
You'll be fine. Everything's in hand. Publicity done. Local rag and radio informed. Check. Guest list. Check. Catering from Carmella's. Check. Promotion deal with Wavelengths. Check. All the bases are covered. You got this.
Oh, I've still got butterflies in my tummy, though.
Hi, Bob. I'm in the salon. OK, I'll be right back. Cheers, mate. I'll need to get back to the garage. We've got a parts delivery. Great job, ladies. See ya.
Dan seems to like the salon.
Yes, he's been so supportive. He really wants it to go well.
I wish Alistair was like Dan. All Alistair can talk about is what could go wrong.
Oh, don't listen to him. Like Dan says, we got this.
Hi, Ryan. When do you go on stage?
In half an hour, Jordan. That's why I'm calling. Have you heard from Tommy?
No. Isn't he with you?
If he was, I wouldn't be asking.
When did you last see him?
After we finished our sound check, he muttered something about going out. And that was 3 hours ago.
He's probably just having a walk around. He says he sometimes needs to clear his head before he goes on.
Get a few drinks in, you mean?
He wouldn't do that. Not before a show.
You sure about that? Your brother's got a problem, babe.
You're exaggerating.
I'm not. He keeps it hidden around you. I reckon your dad suspects, though.
You're wrong. Tommy sorted himself out since he joined the band.
You wish. Anyway, I just thought he might have rung you.
Why would he ring me?
Maybe for a pep talk? A bit of your famous tough love?
Whatever. He hasn't called.
Just know he's not going to show up or be completely hammered when he does.
You always think the worst of him.
Sorry, I know he's your brother, but you don't have to work with him. He's unreliable and he's doing my head in.
Don't panic. I'm sure he'll turn up in time. Message me when he does.
Will do. And text me if he calls you. Bye, babe.
I'm home, Alistair. Where are you?
In the kitchen, Chantel. I've put the takeaway in the oven to keep it warm.
What takeaway?
Oh, we agreed to order a takeaway tonight because you're so busy with the salon. I ordered it for half an hour ago. Luckily, it was late.
Oh, well, you could have ordered it once I got home.
You said you'd be back an hour ago. That's why I ordered in advance.
Well, I don't think I specified a time, just sometime after six.
No, you definitely gave me a specific time, and I made arrangements accordingly.
Oh, I don't remember.
I keep telling you to set the alarm on your phone, as you're so forgetful. But you can't even remember to do that. Oh, I despair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, while I've got your attention, there are a few things we need to sort out.
Like what?
Have you even looked at those wedding brochures? We need to sort the flowers.
Oh, I said I'd talk to Fleur's Flowers. They're doing the flowers for the salon.
I need to arrange my Highland dress and you need to choose your dress, plus the bridesmaids' dresses. Then there's the...
Alistair, I'm so tired. Surely there's no rush. Can't we leave the wedding preparations until after the launch party?
There is a rush. Most couples are far more advanced by this stage.
Oh, it's only a few days until the launch. I really want to give the wedding my full attention, but I can't right now. I'm sorry.
I should have expected this. We both know you can't focus on more than one thing at once. In fact, you struggle to remember single decisions. The cake, for example.
Oh, I said I was sorry about that.
And they say women can multitask.
Season 6, episode 57 was written by Jean Fairbairn and 58 Tim Latham. Trevor was played by Neil Arthur, Doreen Colette Parker, Duncan John McCusper, Neil John Mountfort, Heather Wendy Underwood, Sarah Jilly Young, Chantel Becky Zarate, Laura Carol Hooper, Dan Pete Warman, Ryan Stuart Nunn, Jordan Anna Cooley, and Alistair Patrick Ruddy. Post-production engineer Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds Wavelength Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.